We're going to call upon a few people now to just share with you their experience of Word of Grace when they first joined. Sunit, would you like to come forward? Yeah, let's welcome him as he comes. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. First of all, I want to wish everyone a happy 16th anniversary. All right, I don't want to take much of your time. I'll quickly share how I experienced in this being a part of this church. I still remember my first day. It's in 2007, the second half of 2007, where my colleague has brought me first to this church, and he was already a part of this church. His name was Ravi, and right now he is in Chennai. And the first thing is, when I came to this church, the church warmly welcomed me, unlike any other traditional church and the traditional church which I belong to in Hyderabad. So it was quite a different experience for me. And secondly, the same day, Colin invited me for lunch at his place. So this was like it really amazed me. And in most of the South Indian churches, you see that the traditional churches generally don't give much of an importance to youngsters or bachelors. So these two things have really placed a great impact on me, and it made me feel that I already belong to a wonderful family here in Pune. So I never felt isolated. And the one thing which really impacted me the most about this church is, as you all know, we have attended several IDTs. IDT is in-depth discipleship training courses, which we generally have every once in a month. So these have really helped me and Samantha to shape our spiritual journey and our faith and trust in God. And after that, we have undergone a great test of our faith, and that's the birth of our son, Ralphie. It was a complicated thing which took place, but all these IDTs have really helped us to grow stronger and closer to God. And like never before, we have experienced great spiritual presence of the Holy Spirit, and that helped us to grow stronger and trust in God, and everything came out well. And I really am deeply moved by the love of all of you who have prayed and fasted during that time and supported us. And I want to thank each and every one of you who have done that. And I'm thankful for your friendship, for your support, for your love. And I can't forget that moments. And love you all. Thank you.
And then we have this lovely young lady, Shravanti.
Hello everyone, I'm from Hyderabad. So I'm the daughter of a very loving parents and moderately rich parents too. So, but I was always in search of, I'm a very big question mark inside my head. I'm a big question mark. I keep questioning for everything. So I kept questioning within myself, what is life all the time? Where are we going after this birth? Even at seventh standard, I used to keep thinking, you know, oh, if I die suddenly, where am I going to go? All this, I don't know. I used to stop studying and keep thinking these kind of things, which is not right. I'm not encouraging. But yeah, when I moved to Pune, Word of Grace is the first connection to me. And I was a student when I came here. So I wanted to see, I wanted to be independent. I wanted to know what life is for me and what is my purpose. So when I came here, I was introduced to God and I understood what is a church. Otherwise, I don't have any understanding. I only thought church is a building. how can a church exist without a building? I that concept is out of my understanding. But then I understood what is church, and church can also exist without the building, that is people. And then I started making lovely friendships and relationships. All these people whom you have seen, it's very, they are very dearest to me. And after that, we enjoyed, we partied, and we had a lot of fun. I used to bring a lot of friends and all that. Slowly, friendships started breaking. We had a lot of conflicts. I was sometimes depressed. I started getting a lot of confusions. Sometimes I was totally lost. I was financially broken completely. Sometimes have nothing except vada pav for the entire day to survive. And then I was emotionally broken also due to some relationship issues and all this. But in all these situations, I was holding on to God, and one common element which stood all this time was word of grace. And not that conflicts didn't exist here, but I understood how to deal with the conflicts, how to confront every conflict. I started understanding different personalities which God Himself has created. And every little thing which we think that they are not significant, and which are very significant, and we just let it go in our lives, are very important, because these are the things which make us entirely different from the rest of the world. So in the office, one of my managers, he used to not take me for one of the few meetings with the client. I questioned them, what is the reason you're not taking me? I am the part of this project and I play a very important role here. Tum Jesus Christ ki beti ho, tum jhoot nahi bol sakti ho. I can't take you in this project. I didn't feel sad. I felt very proud of myself, because all these little teachings which we got from IDTs and the fellowships and loving people, it's not from only the supernatural miracles which we get, but in this whole set of years, what I have learned, I grew a lot in this. And thank you so much for God to show this.
Sunit, where's the paper? Okay, who's next on the list? Yeah. Okay, who? Yeah. Binsi, no, Lasia. Lasia, come. Are you on the list? Binsi, get ready after that.
I just want to share briefly. I got saved in 2011. It was my second year of law school, and I was already in Pune. And I didn't know what kind of a church to look for. I just stumbled upon Word of Grace. And Meher is such an integral part of my Word of Grace story always. You know, on the first day, she invited me, and I spent the entire day with people from Word of Grace. And I never knew that lunches would go on to tea and almost into nightfall, you know. And there was just this sense of community that I saw in the Bible. Just, you know, like the Bible came alive for me. And I have always been with Word of Grace. I think everything that I've learned about God, about every core value that I have now in my life, I think has been in Word of Grace through the teachings and the relationships and all of that. And going forward, there was family adopting in this place. Like there are fathers and mothers to me in this place, brothers and sisters, and just this sense of belonging. I'm so grateful for it. I think Word of Grace has changed my life, and that's why I say that, you know, I am Word of Grace. I can't like separate myself from it. I know everything that I know about God after I've joined Word of Grace, and I, you know, everything that I grew into today, it's in this place. So I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Come, Vinci. Austin's after that.
Hi, Word of Grace. I came to Pune 3 years back, and 1 year I didn't go to a church. Actually, I came to do a course here. And I was okay not to go to a church when I was studying. I was like, it's okay, it's not a, like, because I didn't really, you know, bother to find a church. But after my course got over and when I knew that I had to start working, I knew that I had to go to church because I've worked before and I knew that I would not be able to manage work without a church, and that's how Word of Grace clicked for me. And in just one line, if I had to talk about Word of Grace, it's like a lifesaver. Like, you know, you're like drowning and suddenly the lifeguard just comes in. That's what Word of Grace is for me. So everything, it was then, it is now, and the thing that Word of Grace has impacted me the most is a place of safety, a place of, you know, safe friends where you're accepted just the way you are. They don't expect you to be a, you know, like hi-fi, posh, whatever, whatever. You know, you're just who you are, and they just love you for who you are. And I'm so thankful to Colin Nawaz, to my family, to amazing friends, and I love you all. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. You know, before coming to the church, my uncle and aunt, who are in Muscat, they introduced me and my family to this church. We came in 2010, and at that time, that was a time when Wellington Gomes was here, and he was preaching, and after that, there was prayer. And during prayer, I felt touched by God. The Holy Spirit touched me, and I wanted to be a part of the church. And after a couple of Sundays, I realized that there are no young people in the church. So I said, no, I won't be a part of the church. So I quit coming. But for 6 months, in those 6 months, Colin kept messaging. He kept calling. But I would give an excuse. I'm in the class. I'm writing. I'm busy. But for those months, he kept pursuing me. He kept sending messages, and we are praying for you. Then I felt convicted at the end of the year after 6 months, and I said, I need to go back. And when I came here, I saw that there are only 6 to 7 people gathering, you know, they're just circled around and they're sitting. And I said, where's everyone? I was attracted to crowd, like where is the band, where's the people? And I said, no, I won't be a part of this church. And I said, I'll go back. But Colin and Nawaz, they came the following week. They came, they visited my sister and me, and they cleared my doubts, whatever I had about the church. And through the scripture, they encouraged us and to be a part of a local church. So I was very judgmental before. I used to always judge. Like, I didn't like the idea of the women here being in the band and leading the worship. I always wanted to join the band, like a direct entry, you know, playing electric guitar. But no, when I came back, I just observed things, and everyone here just welcomed me. Even when I came after 6 months, everyone just welcomed me, invited me and my family home, had lunch, many meals together, and played games. And, you know, when I joined the church, I didn't even know how to speak a proper English. I didn't know how to speak. I was very shy, afraid to communicate, and afraid to make friendships. And Niall must be knowing that in 2007, since 10 years he knows me, and very coward guy. But everyone just welcomed me, encouraged me. Nawaz and Colin, they have spoken, they spoke life over me through the word of God. They prophesied over me and many others. And there was a time when my family, we used to feel very shy of inviting people over. How will people come? We have a small house. We have this. But no, they didn't see the place, but they saw the heart. And everybody came in. And I grew a lot in my identity and personality. I didn't have a vision. I didn't have a purpose. I wanted to go into hotel management line, earn a lot of money. But God asked me to be a part of this place. And this is where I've grown through discipleship training, through life groups, through every other meeting, the morning men prayer meeting. And I've grown in manhood, I want to say that, and how to keep relationships. And I've, in every high and low, the church has been with us. When my mom was admitted several times in the hospital, people will send meal for us when they would make sure that we will not go hungry. They were always there in every challenge. When we were financially broke, there were people who provided. And I never felt like, for many years I dealt with rejection, but this church family has kept us safe and loved us dearly. And they are like my second parents for me. Like in my dad's absence, they were always there. Colin and Nawaz were always there. And I really want to thank everyone for believing in me and for investing in me. And I want to thank the church for investing in me. And there's a lot of, I'm seeing the fruits right now. And you can see I found Joanna as well. And just want to thank everyone. Want to thank the church.
Babu. Let's welcome Babu. Yes.
Yeah, before coming to Pune, we were in Hyderabad, and we used to attend the New Life Assembly Church. We enjoyed that church, the pattern and conduct of the service, we enjoyed a lot. And after moving to Pune, we tried two churches. The first one is in Kadki. So the church was got into turmoil with the disputes within the family of the church. And then we tried other church here. Then the service starts with English and continues in Marathi. Then I thought we should look for some other church. Then like my brethren, I also Googled to find out the nice church. I found the Word of Grace. Then I noted down the mobile number of Collins. I spoke to him. Then I sifted through the broadcast uploaded on the website. So this is the same, the conduct is similar to what I attended the church at Hyderabad. But initially when I joined the church, so I used to come, attend and go immediately. But this couple, Colin and Nawaz, they never left me and they always worked on me to integrate me in this family. So now I'm very happy to get it integrated in this family. And I don't know whether this is the right way of choosing the church, okay? But at the end of the day, but after the good worship and the excellent message and the fellowship, it gives a fullness and joy. Okay? So now the most important thing is how this church impacted in my life. Okay? So earlier to that, I neither spent quality time with God nor read the Bible regularly on a regular basis, except seeking God's help whenever I get into problems. But after now I, in this God's grace, I inculcated discipline of reading Bible on regular basis. So that is a remarkable transformation in my life. I might have achieved so many material successes in my life, but nothing compared to this gift of God. The second thing is the fellowship and the gym meetings. Okay. I could understand the body of Christ in a better way. Okay. And the in gym meetings, the sharing of the brothers' concerns and the knowledge of God added impact to me and impetus to me to know more about God. And thirdly, it drew me, my wife and children to baptism in this. I wish the Word of Grace Church Colin and Awaz and the, all my brothers and sisters to take this ministry to a greater heights. Thank you.
For adjusting the height. So thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful church. I would like to thank Jesus first. When we came to Pune, so we were searching for a church. So like most of us, we got this church through internet, but we wanted to go to a church where the Lord wants us to be. So we asked for confirmation. So one of the confirmation I asked for is that let the presence of the Lord, the manifested presence of the Lord, come upon us when so much that I would cry. So I rarely cry, okay? So when I came and during the worship, I cried like anything. So I knew this is the church, okay? And later on, Shoma also got confirmation. So right. This is the church where Lord wants us to be. So when Lord chooses a church, that would be the best one. And here we grew in word, through IDT. So, and the best part of this church is the worship, okay? I'm sure the worship leaders would be looking unto the Lord when they worship. Otherwise, it could not be this good, okay? And regarding IDT, they focus on the discipleship. So they want you to grow, each and everyone. And I thank Colin, Nawaz, and all the leaders, because they are good shepherds, so the true shepherds, like the Bible says. And I would like to mention one more thing. I never used to share gospel with people. But after coming to this church, at least to 5-6 people in last week, I shared gospel. So that is a change.
All those who came here, they are sharing their experience of 10 years, 3 years. God led us to Pune some 6 months back. And when we came to Pune, we were asking Lord, which is the church that you want us to go to? So we went to one church, but everything was good, but we didn't have that peace and we knew it's not God's will. And we saw this church, as Manu said in the internet, and we came here. As soon as we entered, as Sunit said, the way the people over here welcome us, it's so genuine, and we loved it so much. And then the worship started, and we could feel the presence of the Lord so beautifully. We were just so much touched. And as he said, both of us were crying so crazy. I was making sure I'm hiding my face so that the pastor doesn't see me. What's wrong with this new couple? They are coming and crying. And I knew God touched us and we were crying very bad. But the next Sunday came and I wanted a word from God. And I said, Lord, I know the presence of the Lord was amazing and everything was good, but is it the church that you want us to go to? So we were praying and I just felt prompted by the Holy Spirit and I prayed, Lord, if it is your will, that the pastor of the church invite me for lunch this Sunday after service. And within an hour, Manu got a message from Colin that we invite both of you for lunch. So we got the confirmation that this is the church God wants us to come. Now what is the one thing that impacted me? Not one thing, I would say there's a lot of things that impact one person when they come to Word of Grace. But one thing that I am learning is grace. We all have heard what grace is. Jesus, you know, when he spoke to disciples or non-believers or Zacchaeus or prostitute, everyone, he dealt everyone with grace. I've heard about grace, I've seen in the Bible, but I've never experienced it, never in my life. Even in my family, they are very loving people, but they all are very short-tempered, and I've never seen grace. Even in the church where I was, I remember once our pastor called me since morning and I didn't see the call, and when I picked up, pastor just yelled at me like anything. So for me, I've never seen grace. But in this church, thanks to Colin and Nawaz, you see the way Jesus approached people with grace. They apply the same grace when they talk to believers or non-believers. Even in the parenting style, we can see that in Jessica and Andrew. They deal with their own kids with grace. They deal with the people who come to church with grace. Even the married life, I think we all can see there's so much of grace. And I feel I never have grace in the way I talk, but now I'm slowly learning to be graceful when I talk to my children or to my husband or to anyone. So this is one thing I think I am trying to apply in my life, that, and no wonder the name of the church is Word of Grace. Okay, I was telling one of my friends how I came to this church, and I was saying there's so much of grace, you know, the way pastor and wife talks, and you know, and when the elders of the church are graceful, you know, it just flows into the lives of people who are there. All of you are full of grace. So she was saying, asking, what is the name of the church? I said, Word of Grace. And I was like, oh yeah, seriously, the name is Word of Grace. So I really thank both of you and the whole church. It is a wonderful experience to be here, and I'm looking forward to learn more from this church. Thank you.
We're going to have lunch shortly, but first of all, thank you all who have shared so graciously. And you know, when I hear all this about the church, I said, hey, I want to belong to this church. Praise God. We're going to cut a cake to celebrate God's goodness, 16 years, and then we're going to have lunch. But before we do that, is there anybody here who's vegetarian? If you are a vegetarian, please raise your hand or forever hold your peace. Philip? No. All right. No, Sunit, no vegetarian. Okay, we're going to pray before we move on. But I just want to say that, you know, we have a core group of 9 people. We want to see that grow and expand. And I have my eyes on several people, okay? All you've got to do is become fat. You know, and we want to see that grow. Okay, let's pray. Come. Lord, we thank you for your grace, for your faithfulness, for your love, for sustaining us for these 16 years. Thank you for all the hundreds of people who've passed through Word of Grace and who are now all over the world, Lord, and all over India. We pray your blessings upon them, that they would continue to take the word across the nations. Lord, we thank you for everybody who's here this morning. May your favor, may your grace, may your protection be with us, Lord. Lord, we ask you to grow us and multiply, that we will be faithful to your command to go, to be blessed and to multiply and to fill the earth and subdue the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, we thank you for the food we are about to receive after that. Lord, we pray that you would nourish us, you would bless us, and you would strengthen us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Is that?